Check, check.
10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't wait, oh, wait, oh, this love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Way down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying why I'm always running when you're telling me. You're telling me, don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like Okito, you know she from Puerto Rico.
Lala like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sasha side cooling, I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread, baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy, he just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy, and she call me Chico. She said, como estas, I said, me no speako.
Yeah. Take it till you make it. I call that placebo.
God,
Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning. I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego.
Yeah,
I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay. We just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival, ever since I heard she went viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I heard she went viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, trying to swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Trying to play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. Time, no.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time. Try to prove who's right. If it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me, trying. Ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean, and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns south. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stay the same and your mom's moved away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. 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 At least we stole the show.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like a ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. And the real never die, man. Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the hype, man. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own, even when I'm home. Taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do, even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this show on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, game two of a six-game series here tonight from Frisco, Texas, as the Rough Riders try to get this homestand off on the right foot, albeit with a loss yesterday to open the homestand. But five games remain starting here tonight. For a 7:05 first pitch as the San Antonio Mission stay in town for this second game of the week. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Frisco losing yesterday 9-2. Never to take a lead in last night's ballgame. Both teams scoring in the first inning. And then San Antonio racked off seven unanswered runs before Frisco scored again. 9-2 the final score. Just four hits today. But with Jack Leiter on the hill tonight, some excitement for Frisco to try to continue a pretty good month for Jack. Comes in with an ERA of 4.17, and that has lowered quite well in the month of May with an ERA this month of 1.71 for the right-hander out of Vanderbilt. He's 2-2 on the season. Meanwhile, Daniel Camarena is 0-2. He is the southpaw starter for San Antonio. Camarena with a 10.22 ERA. This is his sixth start of the season. He has not gone longer than 3 1/3 innings this year. Camarena tries to put together a good start today against Frisco here at Riders Field. Again, first pitch at 7:05 today after San Antonio's homestand opening win yesterday here in Frisco. And San Antonio coming back for game two here tonight. Well, we'll be joined next in the pregame show by Antoine Kelly, the relief pitcher for the Frisco Rough Riders. Zach Bigley caught up with Antoine recently, earlier today. And so we'll hear that conversation about Antoine's growth as a pitcher and his time with the Rangers so far. So that's coming up after this. First pitch at 7:05, the Rough Riders and the Missions going at it here from Riders Field. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Welcome back to the pregame show. We're joined by Antoine Kelly, Rough Riders pitcher, and let's actually start with a guy who just walked out of here, Brooks, a guy who you're very familiar with and love having around. What's your relationship like with the Rough Riders team dog?
I give Brooks food all the time, and that's about it. After I'm done giving him food, he just acts like I don't exist. So, yeah.
I know you love dogs, so how nice is it to have Brooks around?
It's good. After, like, a rough day, just play with Brooks. You know, it's can't really ask for anything else. It's good vibes.
You came over to the Rangers last year in a trade from the Milwaukee Brewers, came right into the Rough Riders clubhouse. When you look at where you are now as opposed to when you were when you first came in, just emotionally with this team, how do you feel like you progressed?
I definitely progressed a lot. Coming in last year, I was very, like, uncomfortable and, like, unfamiliar with, like, everything. Getting traded and promoted, it was, like, it's kind of rough. But, like, I'd say after getting to know everybody in spring training and stuff, like, I think I've adjusted well. And, like, kind of slowly getting back to my normal self.
John Goble talks about your relationship, you two, a lot, and saying that it's really good. How has he helped you to this point?
Gobe helps a lot. He It's more of like a friendship kind of thing, or like it's not. I mean, there's a coaching part of it, but there's also like that friendship and like a bunch of jokes and stuff that kind of makes baseball a little bit easier. You're not like always locked into baseball mode, so like it's definitely he's a good guy to have around.
Joined by Antoine Kelly here on the pregame show. You made the transition from starter to reliever this offseason. How's that transition been for you?
I love it. I love it. I can't really complain. It's good. Like, it's a lot easier. Way easier.
What's the biggest difference?
Less thinking. You know, starting, you have 5 days to, you know, think about your start. And, like, if you have, like, a rough start, like, you got 4 other days to just kind of spin or... Like, you're either, like, really, really low for 4 days or you're, like, on top of the world. Like, it is really no in-between. And last year I had a bunch of rough starts, so I was kind of always, like, moody. So I think coming into the pen, you don't really have as long. You kind of just have to forget. You just kind of have a rough outing and then, all right, like, whatever. Like, your next outing is, like, a day later, so you just got to compete. It's like you don't really have time to think.
You've been using a lot of high leverage situations this year. How do you like competing in those kind of situations?
It's fun. It's a different kind of adrenaline. Like it's fun. Like you don't not knowing you're gonna go in, and then you're getting your name called. It's a different adrenaline. Like I love it.
One of the things that really stood out to us was a few appearances ago in Arkansas when you give up a base runner to right in the beginning, and then you just punch everyone out the rest of the way. What's that mentality like to just kind of wipe the slate clean after giving up that first base runner?
Giving up the runs and hits and all that, I mean, they suck, but, like, I mean, we're still winning. So, like, got to give the team a chance. Like, got to give the team a chance to win. So, like, I think I gave up a single and a home run. I think I gave up 2 runs, 10-9, right? Yeah, 10-9. I was like, I don't want to blow it. We still got to win. So, just got to compete, you know, not let it spiral down more.
Well, there's Antoine Kelly joining us here on the pregame show. We'll have part two of that conversation tomorrow. We're getting ready for first pitch, 7:05 coming up, starting lineups on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Starting lineups here for game two of a 6-game series. Frisco trying to even up the series against the San Antonio Missions. Here's Luke Montz's starting lineup, first year skipper for San Antonio, the AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Leading off for San Antonio and playing second base, Ripken Reyes. Sitting second, the right fielder, Tirso Ornelas, who had 3 extra base hits yesterday. Batting third, the first baseman, Cole Cummings. Then the cleanup hitter and center fielder is Daniel Johnson. Hitting fifth, the third baseman, Juan Fernandez. Hitting sixth for the Missions is Michael De La Cruz. He is the catcher tonight. Hitting seventh is the designated hitter, Pedro Castellanos. Then it's Connor Hollis batting in the 8-hole and playing left field. And the ninth and final hitter in this Missions lineup is Ray Patrick Ditter. He is the shortstop.
Again, it is Daniel Camarena on the mound today for San Antonio, a major leaguer who's been up with the Padres before. His counterpart, Jack Leiter, who had 10 strikeouts his last home start, a career high. Leading off are Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders. The center fielder, Evan Carter, who had a double to begin the first inning yesterday. Batting second and the third baseman, Thomas Sejasi. Batting third and the left fielder, Aaron Zavala. Hitting fourth, the right fielder, Kellen Strom, cleans up tonight. He swaps places from yesterday with Dustin Harris, who now bats fifth. And as the DH tonight, he will hit fifth, will get his 200th plate appearance the first time he comes up tonight. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Nick Tanelu, comes back in after missing the last couple of games, but he's ready to go. He is leading the team with six home runs. Batting seventh, and the catcher, Liam Hicks. Batting eighth, and the second baseman, Jax Biggers. And hitting ninth, the shortstop, is Chris Cease. So again, it's Carter, Sejasi, Zavala, Strom, Harris, Tanelu, Hicks, Biggers, and Cease. Trying to come back and tie this series up. Just four hits yesterday, so this Rough Riders offense trying to add on to a little string here, or snap a string. They've been averaging under four runs a game in their last 10 contests. Only one team has fewer runs in the Texas League over the last 10 games. So Frisco hoping to add some offense here and kick up the gear offensively to begin this homestand, first couple games of the homestand. Game two here tonight. Just 1 week at home, and the Rough Riders will head right back out on the road for 2 weeks to try to get the home victories while they can take them. Frisco at 20 and 25. Meanwhile, San Antonio now tied for first place in the Southern Division at 24 and 22. They won yesterday and Midland lost, so that forces a tie. Frisco, which played the top team in the Northern Division last week, Arkansas entering the week in first place. San Antonio now tied for first in the South. We'll come back with first pitch when we return. Zach Bigley has the call when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders grapple with Texas League opponents night in and night out, and the grappling gets even more dramatic on June 3rd for Lucha Libre Night. Get your wrestling fix at Riders Field with a special appearance from former ECW champion Chavo Guerrero Jr. With a meet and greet during the game, a Cresos de Frisco wrestling mask giveaway, and a mariachi band at the ballpark. You can't miss the Rough Riders on June 3rd. We'll see you at the Diamond and in the wrestling ring for Lucha Libre Night, Saturday, June 3rd at 7:05. Vamos, Cresos! The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
It's
Strom to third. He's steaming around. The relay, not in time.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
A grand slam for Trevor Hover on opening day.
Ninth strikeout of the evening for Jack Leiter. How about a career high in punchouts through four innings?
Swing and a miss, struck him out, and the Riders win.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it. He makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
The Frisco Rough Riders send Jack Leiter to the mound for Game 2 of this six-game series against the Padres-affiliated San Antonio Missions. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along wherever you're listening or watching on this Wednesday evening. Jack Leiter, the number four prospect in the Rangers organization, takes the hill for Frisco. The 6'1", 205-pound right-hander is 23 years old out of Summit, New Jersey. He's 2-2 this year with a 4.17 ERA, but he's been brilliant in his last four starts, a 1.71 earned run average, and he faces the San Antonio Missions for the sixth time in his minor league career. Ripken Reyes, one of the top men in on-base percentage in the league, leads things off for San Antonio. Jack Leiter nods yes to the sign. We're ready to go. And the first pitch of the game is a fastball, letter high for a strike. At 94, we're underway at 7:07 in the p.m. Happy you're with us. Here at Riders Field from Frisco, Texas, 87 degrees, our first pitch temperature, the 0-1. Inside, it hit him. Boy, deja vu from last night. Reyes was hit by a pitch on the second pitch of the game yesterday, and he's hit by a pitch in game or in pitch number two of tonight's game. That's his 17th hit by pitch to lead the league. Jack Leiter will pitch from the stretch with a runner at first. Reyes 8-for-11 in stolen bases this year. Tirso Ornelas in from the left side. Leiter ready from the stretch. And the first pitch. Down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Ornelas went 3-for-5 yesterday with two doubles and a 453-foot homer. An absolute bomb. Leiter, the 0-1. Ornelas watches letter high with a fastball for a strike, 0-2. Well, Jack has only allowed four runs over his last four starts, going six innings, five innings, six innings, and four innings in those outings. He readies from the stretch and brings in the 0-2. High. One ball, two strikes. Former second overall selection back in 2021. And he has really been living up to the bill over those last few outings. 2 weeks ago against Amarillo, setting a new career high with 10 strikeouts as the pitch is cut on and missed. Back pick down to first base is not in time, and Tirso Ornelas is the first strikeout victim of Jack Leiter tonight. Got him with a fastball upstairs, and he picks up the strikeout. Cole Cummings to the plate. He homered yesterday, and a 2-for-4 performance. The Missions took down the Rough Riders 9-2 in yesterday's game. Leiter readies and he offers in. Swinging a ground ball to second. Right there to Biggers. He fields, goes to second for one. Return throw to first is in time for the double play. A 4-6-3 twin killing for the Rough Riders, and they're out of the first inning with Jack Leiter on the mound. Nicely done. Leiter limits the pitch count as well in the first, and he faces the minimum. The run sits airs, nobody left on base. Bottom one coming up, the Rough Riders and the Missions. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Daniel Camarena, the left-hander, on the mound for San Antonio to get the bottom of the first underway against Evan Carter, and the first pitch is flicked foul to the left side. It's 0-1. No score between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Jack Leiter facing the minimum in the first, thanks to a double play behind him. Camarena ready from the stretch, and the former big leaguer offers in. Swinging a chopper right back to the hill on one hop. Camarena leaves his feet and fields and throws out Carter at first base for the first down. Thomas Sejasi makes his way in. Rough Riders and Mission scoreless. Camarena made the big leagues 6 appearances out of the bullpen in 2021. It's been a struggle for him so far this season. Coming off Tommy John surgery, he's been down here in Double A. The stretch in the pitch, so JC hits it foul off the hands into the netting right side. It's 0-1. The 30-year-old left-hander, 6 foot, 210 pounds, out of Cathedral Catholic High School in San Diego, a native of Bonita, California, which is just south of San Diego. The pitch off the hands again, foul to the right side. And it's 0-2. So far this season, making his 6th start of the year. 0-2 with a 10-2-2 ERA. 12 and a third innings, 12 strikeouts to 5 walks. Long ball has been one of the biggest problems for him, as well as just giving up a bunch of hits. He's surrendered 24 hits in 12 and a third innings this year. The 0-2, high off the outside corner, so JC takes, and it's 1-2. It looks to lock things down against the Rough Riders. Missed all of last year with Tommy John surgery. The 1-2. Down low and inside, 2-2. Defense behind Camarena in this game 2 of the series looks like this. It's Connor Hollis in left, Daniel Johnson in center, and Tirso Ornelas in right field. Juan Fernandez plays at third. Ray Patrick Ditter is the shortstop. The pitch down low and inside, so JC kicks his right foot out of the way of it. It's 3-2. Ripken Reyes mans second. Cole Cummings is at first base. And Michael De La Cruz is the catcher today for the Missions. One out, no score, bottom of the first. The 3-2. Ground ball foul towards the Rough Riders dugout left side, and it's still 3-2. That one sending everyone on the top step scattering out of the way, including Kellen Strom waiting for his turn on deck. Camarena has seen a lot of action at the AA level. He's making his 57th appearance here in AA and his 54th start. The 3-2. Ground ball right back up the middle through his legs. Reyes backhands at second, turns, fires, and got him for the second out. A 2-up, 2-down, both hit in the mound area. One Camarena fielded it. One went through his legs. And now Aaron Zavala takes his turn in a scoreless first. Zavala playing in his 10th game for the Rough Riders. Or in his 11th game, I should say. He's reached in all 10 that he's played in. First pitch in the air out to shallow left field. Hollis started back. Now moves in a couple steps, makes the catch, And it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Daniel Camarena in the first. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. To the top of the second inning, no score between the Missions and the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back to the hill in the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders and Missions no score in this game two of the series. Daniel Johnson to lead things off. Left-handed batting left fielder. Jack Leiter nods yes to the sign and rocks home the pitch. Swinging a drive out to right field right at Kellen Strom. He's in a couple steps, makes the catch. Line drive out to right field. One away for Juan Fernandez. Rough Riders and Missions, no score. Juan Fernandez steps in. Fernandez making his first appearance in the series. Here's the wind back from Leiter in the first pitch. Fastball rips the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. 95-mile-an-hour heater for Leiter. We've seen him as high as 96 so far in this start. Leiter looks over the top of his glove, has his sign from Liam Hicks. And the 0-1 pitch. Swinging a foul straight back to the screen. 0-2. Liam Hicks catching Leiter for just the second time this season. Usually it's Scott Capers who does the catching for him. But Capers caught yesterday, so Jack taking over on the mound with Liam Hicks behind the plate. He looks in for his sign. He's got it. And offers in on the windup to Juan Fernandez. There's a fly ball down the right side and foul. Just gets out of play into the seats. 97-mile-an-hour fastball just clipped the top of the zone on the outside corner. Still 0-2 on Fernandez. Leiter reclimbs the hill. Fernandez playing in his 31st game this season. He's been one of the better offensive pieces for the Missions this year, hitting .320. The 0-2. Soft roller to third, so J.C. waits on it. Two hops to the belly. He's got it. Throws to first and retires Fernandez. Two away. Since Ripken Reyes was hit by a pitch to open the game, that's four in a row retired by Leiter. Michael De La Cruz steps in. Jack Leiter has talked about kind of this resurgence for him this season. Really the best success he's found in the pro ranks so far. First pitch high and away. One ball, no strikes. Leiter has talked about how, yes, the minor league's all about development. But he wants to go out there and compete. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball hit deep to right field. Strom to the warning track, still at the wall, jumps up, and it's gone. Just over his glove, and Michael De La Cruz has his third home run of the season. It's 1-0 San Antonio. Well, Strom had it measured all the way back to the warning track, jumped up in the air, and it was just over his glove. A home run for Michael De La Cruz, 363 feet, 103 miles an hour off the bat. Got a fastball down low and inside, and Strom just had that go off his glove. It might have actually clipped the edge of his mitt. It's Pedro Castellanos, right-handed batter, first pitch. Misses high. One ball, no strikes. No, it's 1-0 Missions, their third home run of the series, the 1-0. Low off the outside corner, miss with the breaking ball. It was the slider. Two balls, no strikes. What we've seen so far from the Missions offense is not what we expected to see from the Missions offense. The 2-0, fouled straight back, and it's 2-1. This is an offensive team that really relied more on putting the ball in play and picking up clutch base hits when they can, not the long ball. Last in the league in home runs, one of the fewest, or one of the teams with the fewest home runs in all minor league baseball coming into this series. 2-1 pitch. Castellanos pops it skyward in the infield left side. So JC in foul territory. He's under it, and he makes the catch to retire the side. But it's been three home runs so far in the first two games of this series, powering the offense for San Antonio. One run on one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Bottom two coming up, it's 1-0 Missions on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom leads off the bottom of the second for the Rough Riders against Daniel Caminera. And the first pitch. Check swing. He went around on a high fastball and it's 0-1. Rough Riders send Kellen Strom, Dustin Harris, and Nick Tanelu to the plate, leading, or I should say trailing, 1-0. Caminera, the 0-1. Hard ground ball up the middle, and that sneaks through into center field. A base hit for Kellen Strom. That's great to see. Strom had been struggling, and he picks up a base hit. Leadoff runner aboard. It's the first hit for the Rough Riders today. Dustin Harris makes his way in. Daniel Caminero, the 30-year-old on the mound, has had a lot of success in his pro career, making the big leagues with the San Diego Padres, the parent club of these Missions. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. He was a free agent twice, re-signing with the Padres, including after 2021. And he went under the knife. The pitch. Chopper to second. Reyes up with it. Throws onto second for one. The throw to first is just in time, and Harris is retired for the double play. 4-6-3. And the Rough Riders leadoff single for Kellen Strom eliminated. Bases clear for Nick Tanelu with two outs. 1-0 San Antonio in the bottom of the second. The six games on the mound in the big leagues for Caminera were rather unremarkable. 0-1 with a 9.64 ERA, but in 2021, it's what he did at the plate that a lot of people will remember. The first pitch, Tanelu watches at the bottom of the zone for a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Camarena was at the plate, down 8-2, facing Max Scherzer. The pitch, down low and inside, and it's 1-1, 1-2. And he hit a grand slam off Scherzer in 2021. Ended up sparking a comeback to win 9-8 when being down 8-0. The pitch is fouled back into the glove of Michael De La Cruz. 1-2 on Tanelu. Camarena was the first reliever to hit a grand slam since 1985 and the first pitcher to have a grand slam as his first hit since 1898. The 1-2. Low and outside. 2-2.
And they came back to win that game, and they were down 8-0. Came back to walk it off 9-8 with the Padres. One of the craziest things you'll see in a Major League Baseball game a couple of years ago.
Not only that, but he did it off Scherzer. That's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Come on. 2-2. Tanelu swings and misses on a high fastball for strike three. And it's the first strikeout for Camarena. Side retired, Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. To the top of the third inning, Missions lead the Riders 1-0. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Just one hit allowed by Jack Leiter so far through two innings. However, it was a solo home run. Thus, it's a 1-0 lead for the San Antonio Missions, the AA Padres affiliate. And they come back up to the plate in the third inning to face Leiter. Connor Hollis, Ray Patrick Ditter, and then the top of the order coming up. The first pitch of the third inning for Jack Leiter is taken just above the belt, and ball one. 93-mile-an-hour heater. That maybe caught the top of the zone, but called 1-0 from Sean Sparling, our home plate umpire tonight. The 1-0 pitch from Jack Leiter just misses outside, a slider that dips away, and ball two. Connor Hollis at the plate, 218 average to his name. Two hits yesterday for the right-hand batter. The 2-0 pitch from Leiter spiked outside on a fastball, and he falls behind 3-0. Hollis wasn't the biggest of slugging way to get two hits yesterday, an infield single and a double that was 57 miles an hour off the bat. The 3-0 pitch starts down the middle for strike one. For reference, a hard hit ball, it's got to be about twice as hard hit as that. Not quite twice as hard, but about that. 57 miles an hour, just a little blooper over the first baseman. Yesterday. The 3-1 to Hollis. He swings and fouls it away. And now a full count from Jack Leiter working back from a 3-0 hole. 1-0 San Antonio in the top of the third inning. The shadows creeping over the left center gap behind Leiter, who goes into his wind for the payoff. Fastball just misses the outer black. Ball four. Connor Hollis earns first base. And Ray Patrick Ditter the batter as we continue in the third inning. Frisco dropping yesterday's game, 9-2 the final score. 7-run margin, that ends up being the season differential for Frisco. They had scored as many runs as they had conceded all season long. They're now minus 7 after losing by 7 yesterday. First pitch, runner goes, a fastball high to throw to second, skips, and into center field. The runner, Hollis, stays at second base, gets credit for a steal. No error on the play, even though it got past Jax Biggers, the second baseman. But Hollis safe at second, a steal. He's now 7 for 12 on the season. And Ray Patrick Ditter has a 1-0 count. That fastball ruled outside 1-0 to begin his at-bat. The second pitch is similar spot, also called a ball. Ditter was showing bunt and pulled back. Two balls, no strikes, nobody out. And a runner at second base for the Missions, leading 1-0 in the third. Jack Leiter set a high kick. Fastball belt high. Gets the call that time, and it's strike one. So Frisco minus 7 now on the season in terms of run differential. They're 20-25 on the year. So run differential a little better than what the record would suggest. The 2-1 pitch from Leiter is away. And ball three to Ditter. He falls behind to two consecutive hitters. San Antonio, meanwhile, even though they're tied for first in the division, they're minus 25 on the season. Just winning some close ball games. A 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball that got to the outside corner, and Ditter did not get the edge of the barrel on it, or any part of the bat for that matter. 3-2 the count. Two straight hitters to open this inning to load the count full. Here is the payoff from Jack Leiter from the stretch. He'll look over at second and bluff the runner back. Connor Hollis, who had a full count and walked, stole second, and now watches his teammate Ray Patrick Ditter with a full count of his own. Jack Leiter looking in to Liam Hicks, his battery mate, and now he comes set. The kick and the payoff, swung on, a foul tip held on by Hicks. Strike three. A fastball outer third of the plate. He's gotten both of his strikeouts tonight on the heater. Now it's the top of the order, Ripken Reyes. Big strikeout because this is the on-base machine, and Reyes to the plate, and already a runner in scoring position and already a 1-0 deficit. So Leiter gets one out here in the third. And his first pitch to Ripken Reyes is swung on, a high fly ball to left field. Aaron Zavala running a few steps back, has his sights on it, makes the catch, and no advancement from the runner. Hollis stays put at second. Ripken Reyes flies out to left field on his first swing of the day. And now it's Tirso Ornelas, the batter, with two down. 1-0 San Antonio getting an early lead, scoring 9 runs yesterday. They are still last in the league in runs scored as all 7 fielders outside of the pitcher and catcher all shift largely to the right. First pitch to Ornelas is down and in, ball one. San Antonio with 181 runs this season, 181. Every other team has hit 200, and most of them well above it. Midland might hit 300 before San Antonio gets to 200. Here's the 1-0 to Ornelas, also down and in, this time a slider that breaks inside the plate. And 2-0 to Ornelas. Big reason why they did get 9 runs yesterday, a rarity for the Missions, was Ornelas. A double, then another double. Then an RBI walk, then a home run. The 2-0 for Ornelas is down the middle, and strike one to the left-hand hitter. Then he struck out and popped out his final two at-bats, but still, 3 for 5, 3 extra base hits. That had not happened before this season for the Missions. Nobody had 3 extra base hits in one game. Ornelas, the 2-1 pitch inside, almost got him on the shins. Snagged by Hicks to keep the runner Hollis at second. Now it's 3 balls and a strike from Jack Leiter. Trying to work around a leadoff walk. Has gotten the next two guys out. Still just a runner at second. 2 down, 1-0 San Antonio. And the top half of the third. Leiter peering in. Crouching, now comes set, takes a look back at second. The kick for the 3-1, a fastball fouled to the San Antonio dugout. And it's 3-2. Jack Leiter with a batting average against this season of just .218. Top 10 in the Texas League, and it's been lowering as the season has gone along. Just .145 in May. His batting average against, quite a metamorphic change for Leiter once the calendar flipped over. Lowering that batting average almost by half from what it was in April at nearly .300. Three balls, two strikes, yet again, third time this inning. Here's the payoff, swung on, fouled up the first baseline, skims off the tarp, and bounces into the stands. A nice left-handed bare hand grab by a fan.
And last year, that was one of the big problems, was giving up a lot of hits and the hard contact, and he's done a really good job. But it's not as if, you know, he's become a latent prospect. This is a guy who's still a top five guy in the organization.
Here is the payoff from Leiter, swung on, popped up over the plate. Liam Hicks looking for it, goes into the grass behind home. He makes the catch and foul ground, and that's the inning. Jack Leiter walks the leadoff man, strands him at second after a stolen base. No hits, one left on, no runs, and no errors in the third inning. Middle half of the third now, San Antonio up 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey, this is Ricky Manasco, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, this game's speeding along so far here on a Wednesday evening after a 3-hour, 10-minute game last night. It was the longest in the Texas League action yesterday, but just one hit for both teams so far. And now Liam Hicks will lead off for the Rough Riders here in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 San Antonio, and the left-hand hitting catcher steps in to face Daniel Camarena, a southpaw himself. He comes set for the first pitch. And a fastball hit hard towards second base, snagged by Reyes. Ripken goes down and nabs it just before it hit the back of the dirt. And the second baseman puts it away. It's a first pitch line out for Liam Hicks. And one away. Jax Biggers is next with the bases empty in the bottom of the third. 1-0 San Antonio. Biggers to the plate after a frustrating but well-hit day, even though he did not actually collect a hit. First pitch is down the middle on a fastball, strike one. He was robbed on perhaps the best defensive play we've seen all season at Riders Field, Corey Howell snagging it. The 0-1 pitch hit foul back behind home plate. It's 0-2 to Biggers. Then he hit a line drive off the pitcher that caromed to the second baseman Reyes, who threw him out at first. He ended up going 0-for-3. He did walk last night. Biggers now falls into an 0-2 hole. He calls for time before the next pitch from Camarena. One out, base is empty. The shadows now covering most of the outfield and basically the entirety of the infield here at Riders Field. The 0-2 to Biggers. It just catches the outside edge. 93 miles an hour, cutting back arm side from Camarena, hits the outer shelf. And strike three looking to Jax Biggers. With two outs and the bases empty, Chris Cease is next in the Riders lineup. Frisco has gone the minimum so far. Single for Kellen Strom is the only hit. A double play wiped him out. Daniel Camarena comes set. First pitch is swung on, foul back. He could complete three innings just one time through the order if he gets Cease out here. Camarena pitching well so far. He has not done well on the road. Allows a batting average coming into tonight. 483 in road games. The 0-1 to Chris Cease. A changeup low of the zone. And ball one. Guy was drafted by New York. Most of the 2010s in that organization. Skipped around since then after 2018. The 1-1, a breaking ball outside. And 2-1. Giants organization 2018, then Minnesota in 2019, back to the Yankees in 19, then San Diego 2021 to the present. A 2-1 to Cease. He swings a line drive past Camarena. It lands in front of Reyes, the second baseman fields, and throws to first to put away Chris Cease. Well, three innings for Daniel Camarena, and he has faced the minimum here in Frisco. Here in the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. And we head to the fourth inning with a 1-0 San Antonio lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas, and the great outdoors are on special display at Riders Field on June 24th. Arrive early to the ballpark for a camo hat giveaway and enjoy activities from Texas Parks and Wildlife, as we also celebrate Boy Scouts of America Night. Plus, June 24th is Whataburger Food Bank Night, with donations benefiting the North Texas Food Bank, including canned goods or cash donations at the Whataburger tent. Get tickets now for June 24th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the visiting San Antonio Missions with one run on one hit, no errors, and the Frisco Rough Riders with no runs on one hit and no errors. Left-hand hitting Cole Cummings to the plate to face Jack Leiter. The first pitch of the fourth frame tonight is inside on an off-speed pitch, 1-0 to Cole Cummings. Well, Jack Leiter has pitched well to lefties this season. Leads the Frisco Rough Riders with 20 strikeouts of left-handed batters. The 1-0 to the lefty Cummings is taken belt high, strike one. And it's 1-1. A lot of strikeouts to either type of hitter, really, for Jack Leiter. His last home game, he had 10 punchouts here in Frisco. The 1-1 to Cole Cummings is hit high to shallow center. Chris Cease going back. Evan Carter running over. Neither of them will take it. It's Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, who puts it away. And a fly out to left for Cole Cummings. Daniel Johnson is next in this Missions lineup. Bases empty and one away. Went six innings in that start against Amarillo, his last home game. Got the win against the Sod Poodles. Gave up three earned in that sixth inning, but came back to finish the frame and end his day six complete. First pitch to Johnson. Curveball just high. And ball one to Daniel Johnson. I think a big reason for neutralizing the lefties is the curve that he can throw to either side. Fastball high and away. And it's 2-0 now from Jack Leiter. 23-year-old, picked second overall in the 2021 draft out of Vanderbilt. Goes into the wind, and the 2-0 pitch to Johnson. Swung on, fouled back, and it's 2-1.
Earlier this season, we were talking to John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, about that exact thing. You know, how has he been so successful against left-handers? Yes, the curveball has been a huge reason why, but also in addition to that, just getting ahead.
Yeah.
It's getting ahead of hitters a lot more consistently this year.
And a 2-1 to Johnson misses. He's not ahead this time. Three balls and a strike.
And when he's ahead of batters this year, opponents are just hitting 175 against him. When he's behind batters, they're hitting 300 with all the home runs.
He's got to come back here. 3-1. Fastball swung on and whiffed. Leiter fires one over the plate and gets it by Johnson. Loads the count full.
Even look at the home run that he allowed to Michael De La Cruz. He was behind just 1-0, but still behind in that count.
Here is the payoff with the bases empty and one down. The pitch swung on and hit hard to right center field. Evan Carter on his horse turns and runs backwards to the warning track, makes the catch. He had to revert course. He was running somewhat laterally to the gap and had to turn around and work vertical back to the warning track, but he had the speed to get under it and puts it away. Two down here in the fourth inning, and Juan Fernandez is next, who grounded out in the second inning. The other thing for Jack is finishing innings. He has done well early in each frame, but has struggled at times to complete innings. The first pitch to Juan Fernandez is low, ball one. When there's no outs or one out in innings, he's holding hitters under a 200 average. But there's been times where he's gotten maybe one guy on or bases empty and then allowed some traffic on the base paths. 1-0 Fernandez takes on the outer half, strike one. When there are two outs in the inning, Jack Leiter has a batting average against almost 300. It's about 100 points higher towards the inning's conclusion. Here is the 1-1 to Fernandez. A curveball hit foul, or slider, pardon me, behind home plate. Then gets two strikes on Fernandez. He's ahead of him with two outs. Bases clear, top of the fourth inning. 1-0 San Antonio. Jack Leiter allowing just one hit today, but it was a home run that just snuck over the wall in right field. A 1-2 pitch from Jack Leiter from the wind. Comes into Fernandez. He takes it high near the wrist and ball two. Jack Leiter out of New Jersey, Summit, New Jersey, his hometown, trying to finish here in the fourth inning in Frisco, Texas. The 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit on the ground to the left side, fielded by Cease. The shortstop bobbles and has no throw to first. Fernandez in safely on a ball almost fielded by Sajacy, the third baseman cutting across, but wasn't able to get his mitt on it. Cease fielded it behind him, and the shortstop trying to transfer out of the glove was unable to get it cleanly. And safe at first, Juan Fernandez is aboard, brings up the home run hitter, Michael De La Cruz. Homer to right field in his first at-bat today. And now steps in with two down. It is ruled an error on Chris Cease. First pitch is high, ball one. So E6. And any runs allowed will not be charged to Jack Leiter. He hopes that's just the only base runner that gets aboard for the missions here. Two outs, runner at first. The 1-0, De La Cruz swings at a breaking ball, grounds it right to second base, fielded by Cease. He runs it to the bag and ends the inning. So right after his error, Cease gets a routine ground ball to make a fielder's choice. And Jack Leiter does not allow a hit in the fourth inning. No score for the Missions here in this frame. It's 1-0 San Antonio halfway through the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the lineup card for the Frisco Rough Riders to begin the fourth inning. Evan Carter strides to the plate. He'll be followed by Thomas Ajayi and Aaron Zavala. And a 1-0 ball game, bottom of the fourth. San Antonio with the lead. Daniel Camarena to the mound. He kicks, first pitch inside. And ball one to Evan Carter. Number one prospects in the Rangers organization. Came up to Double A the end of last year. 1-0 pitch slides across the plate, hits the corner before it finds the glove of De La Cruz. 1-1 to Evan Carter. Elizabethton, Tennessee native. Signed out of high school, drafted in the second round. The 1-1 breaking ball is outside. 2-1 to Carter. Was committed to Duke. If he had not been drafted early enough, would have gone there. And with the Blue Devils, 2-1 to Carter. Swings a broken back blooper towards second base. Fielded by Reyes on a bounce. Throws across his body and gets Carter. Nice play by Ripken Reyes to chuck it back towards first, having to run in on that ball and to his right. And Reyes makes the play. One down for Thomas Sejason. San Antonio up 1-0. In the home half of the fourth inning, Sejasi to the plate. Just a little bit of sun poking out in the deep right field corner. So JC takes the first pitch and sends it backwards on a fly ball, a foul ball. And it's 0-1 to Thomas. A little soft wind out towards left. The hottest day of Frisco's season so far at home. 0-1 is fouled back again, this time in on the hands on a fastball that jammed him. 88 degrees at first pitch today. Mostly clear skies, a little hazy, but dry. Great day for baseball in Frisco. The 0-2 to Sejasi. He swings late and doesn't get the fastball. Strike three swinging. And there's two down. Camarena gets his third punch out of the evening. Aaron Zavala is next. Camarena just throwing 34 pitches today. Jack Leiter has needed 54 pitches to get through four innings. Camarena has two outs in the fourth. He's ready to go against Zavala. The first pitch is inside, ball one. Yesterday, San Antonio racking up the pitch count against Frisco pitchers. Ryan Garcia needed 80 pitches just to get through three innings. 1-0, Zavala takes a breaking ball. It's 1-1. He exited after three. Then John Matthews threw 30 pitches, never did get an out. And Juan Mejia came in to finish the fourth inning. But a lot of pitches. Now 1-1, Zavala swings, fouls it back. It's 1-2. So the first nine outs that Frisco got yesterday took them 114 pitches in. They had nine outs. 114. It's almost 13 a pitch, or 13 an out. Now 1-2, Zavala watches it. Bottom of the zone. Fastball got him looking. Back-to-back strikeouts for Daniel Camarena. And he goes 1-2-3 in the fourth. He has faced the minimum through four innings. Just one single allowed, a double play, and nothing else doing against the lefty veteran. And no score for Frisco through four. They trail it 1-0. Zach Bigley will return on the play-by-play after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday the 4th of July with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469 844-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Jack Leiter back to the hill in the top of the fifth inning with the Rough Riders still trailing 1-0. It's been a good pitcher's duel between Jack Leiter and Daniel Camarena. Bottom third of the order against Leiter, it's Pedro Castellanos, Connor Hollis, and Ray Patrick Ditter. The first pitch, Castellanos puts it in the air down the right field line. Strom racing over, still coming in, and he runs it down to make the catch. One away on the first pitch, and Connor Hollis steps in. That's something Leiter has done really well in this start tonight. That's one out in the fifth inning on just his 55th pitch of the night. The first 2 months, or the first month, I should say, of the season in April, he winds back here and deals home to Hollis. Fastball clips the outer edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. The pitch count really got him in a lot of trouble, but in May, he's been fantastic with the pitch count and taking control of that. The 0-1. High and outside, just missing with the fastball, and it's 1-1. And what that has led to is going deeper in outings. He's gone six innings twice over his last four starts. He nods yes. The 1-1. Breaking ball. Kareem's across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. And while that doesn't sound spectacular, the six innings ties a career high. He's only gone six innings three times in his pro career. Twice have been in the last four starts. The 1-2. Down low, and it's two balls and two strikes, and all that is because he's been more efficient with his pitches. Only seven pitches in the first inning. He's had some higher pitch count innings over the last few, but getting a lot of balls put in play against him. The 2-2. Foul ball at the plate. Still two balls, two strikes. Only two strikeouts for Leiter today. But the good news is no walks. He has hit one batter, or I should say one walk. A one walk and one hit batter. But only two strikeouts for him. One out in the fifth, 1-0 San Antonio. Leiter's 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. High and inside with a fastball for strike three. And Jack Leiter has strikeout number three. Boy, just completely handcuffed him on a fastball riding high and inside. Hollis had no shot at it. And Ray Patrick Ditter makes his way to the plate. Two down. Leiter winds back and offers home. High and inside, one ball, no strikes. The only high or hard hit ball against Leiter in this game has been the home run. It's the only hit that he's allowed as well. He rocks in the 1-0. On the outside edge for a strike, it's 1-1. You mentioned the seven pitch first inning. That's really the mark of what has made a good Jack Leiter start. Did he allow a run in the first inning? Most of his runs have come in the first this year. The 1-1. Just high off the outside corner with a heater, and it's two balls and one strike. He allowed 20 runs this season total coming into this start today, seven of them in the first. And he didn't allow any in the first in this start. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good biting slider away, and it's 2-2. The Summit, New Jersey native has a chance to get through five innings, allowing just one run. He peels back into his wind in the 2-2. Pop-up, right side, shallow right field. Biggers going back, Strom coming in. Biggers makes the call, puts it away, and Jack Leiter has thrown five strong innings, surrendering just one run to the Missions so far. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. More brilliant work from Leiter. Rough Riders trying to get the offense going when we come back. At the bottom of the fifth, 1-0 Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the fifth inning, the Rough Riders trying to find the scoreboard for the first time today. Man who leads off has the only Rough Riders hit so far tonight. Camarena comes home, and it misses down low and inside. One ball and no strikes to Kellen Strom, whose single in the second is the only Rough Rider to reach today, and then he was erased on a double play. The 1-0. He swings, smacks it to right field, in the air, hanging up for an Alas, who puts it away chest high. Line drive out to right. One away for Harris. Camarena has just been fantastic. 40 pitches now through 4 1/3. Face the minimum. And he's looking a lot like the guy who made the big leagues back in 2021. He's ready from the stretch, and the pitch to Harris. Swinging a ground ball, foul right side. And it's 0-1 on the Rough Riders' designated hitter. The best start for Camarena this year was his first. He went just one inning. He's coming off Tommy John surgery, so still trying to work his way back up. This is by far his longest start. The pitch is grounded foul right side. 0-2. This is his first start in which he has finished four innings this year. Of course, his first start in which he has recorded an out in the fifth because of that. 1-0 Rough Riders trail. He grew up just outside San Diego in Bonita, California, and made his debut with the Padres. The 0-2 fouled away left side. It's still no balls and two strikes. Went to Cathedral Catholic High School in San Diego proper. That has been a breeding ground for Major League Baseball players. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch. Swinging a foul back into De La Cruz's glove and out of his glove. Down onto the dirt, still 0-2. Brady Aiken was taken with the first overall selection two years after Camarena was picked out of Cathedral Catholic. Aiken decided not to sign with the Astros that year. And high school also produced Carlos Quinton, Barry Zito, Mark Pryor, the pitch, outside. One ball, two strikes, and Luke Walton, NBA player and coach. 1-2 on Harris. The offering in. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls and two strikes. That's a pretty darn good list. And you add Camarena onto that list. Maybe not the most distinguished big league career, but I mean, the first relief pitcher to hit a grand slam since 1985. That's a nice name to have on that list. Two-two offering to Harris. Breaking ball inside. We're full at 3-2. Left on left. Bases clear. One out. 1-0 our score. San Antonio leads on a solo home run from Michael De La Cruz in the second. Harris back in from the left side. The payoff. Just outside with a fastball, didn't miss by much. A walk with one out, the first Rough Riders base runner since the second inning, and Nick Tanelu makes his way to the plate. The teams have combined for just two hits. The homer is the only hit that the Missions have, and the Rough Riders only hit the Kellen Strom single. Tanelu trying to change that in the battle of 30-year-olds. Camarena deals. Swing and a miss. Late swing on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Josh, you and I were talking in between innings about Now, the fastball has seemed very deceptive for Camarena. It's only coming in at topping out at 90 miles an hour. It's sometimes 88. Throw goes over to first base, and Harris is back in safely. We've seen a lot of swings like that one from Tanlu on the fastball so far.
Yeah, I think you compare Jack Leiter and Daniel Camarena, and you look at the spin rate. Leiter is looking to get a lot of spin on the fastball, make it deceptively ride high, get above barrels. Camarena is doing the opposite.
The 0-1, down low and inside.
Because his spin rate is very low. I mean, you're looking for a fastball well over 2,000. He's sometimes on a fastball below 2,000 spin rate, which is very low for a fastball, which maybe isn't good in some senses, but maybe it's deceptive because it's just so different.
1-1, Harris takes off and pitches a strike, throw to second, and it's dropped by Reyes. He slapped the tag down, would have been in time on Harris, but it went out of his glove, and Dustin Harris has his league-high 20th stolen base. He's in scoring position, a 1-2 count on Tanalu. Talking with Harris before today's game about the stealing, he said he's just going more. He said he just wants to show off what he can do on the base paths. He said that the bigger bases haven't really made that big of a difference. The biggest difference is the pickoff rule. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Tanalu sprays it foul right side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Pitchers can only pick over twice. So he said once they picked over twice, you can get a massive lead. Because if they pick over again and they get you, it's fine. If they pick over again and don't get you, it's a balk. And we haven't seen a single pitcher pick over a third time this season. Here's the stretch, the 1-2, high and inside, two balls and two strikes. That time it was just one pick over from Camarena, and Harris was able to take off and get in with his 20th steal. It's been really fun to watch Harris run. 2-2 on Tanalu, and Camarena steps off.
That rule, it changes things a lot because, like you said, with two pickoffs already, then he could take a larger lead. But then even when there's one pickoff moving at bat, you can already think, well, he's probably not going to do it again because if he does, then I'll be at two, and then I'll be able to take a bigger lead. So it just kind of keeps on working backwards.
The 2-2, he takes off for third, and it's fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. Because remember, it's the two disengagements rule. So yeah. If he picks over again, he can't then step off in that same at-bat and try to reset things like right. He just did.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a game within the game. And, you know, it's not bad necessarily. It's just different. You have to learn how to control the run game in different ways. The 2-2. Ground ball foul off the facing of the Riders' dugout left side. And it's still two balls, two strikes. Slide stepping and making sure you're on the same page with your catcher. A fast base runner can certainly affect what pitches are throwing more fastballs.
And it doesn't reset with the at-bat, so Harris stealing, he was still at one, and then Camarena did disengage, so he's at two now in this at-bat.
2-2, Harris takes off for third, down low and inside, throw to third, not in time. Harris with his second steal of the inning. 21st of the year, full count on Tanalu. Now Harris 90 feet away from tying this game, and now with his speed, the infield comes in. And a ball that gets away from De La Cruz, Harris will be on the very tips of his toes. Here's the stretch, and the payoff pitch to Tanalu. Breaking ball popped up, right side, foul out of play. And still three balls and two strikes on Tanny.
It also increases the benefit for players who have long at-bats, foul off a lot of pitches, because now with the disengagement rule, it only resets after an at-bat. So Tanalu being at the plate, there's still two disengagements this at-bat.
The pitch. In the air, foul right side. Still three balls, two strikes.
Because if once Tanalu ends the at-bat, now Camarena could pick off a couple times if he wants, but right now he cannot pick off over to third. Or else risk Harris just getting sent home.
If this at-bat ends, here comes the 12th pitch. Here's the stretch and the offering. Swing and a foul back into De La Cruz's glove. He hangs on for strike three. A valiant effort from Tanalu. Fifth strikeout from Camarena. Two outs and here's Liam Hicks, and that's a big out because it takes out the sacrifice fly. Hicks hit the ball relatively hard, but lined out to the second baseman Ripken. Reyes back in the third. 1-0 our score. San Antonio leads it. Home half of the fifth. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. The offering is sent high in the air to center field. Johnson going back, still going back to the warning track, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So the Rough Riders turned away in the bottom of the fifth inning despite a walk and a runner stranded at third. Rough Riders trail 1-0 to the top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Since folk first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back out for the sixth inning. The Rough Riders trail the Missions 1-0. Top of the order due up. It's Ripken, Reyes, Tirso Ornelas, and Cole Cummings for the Padres affiliate. Leiter winds and offers home. Swinging a high, skyscraping fly ball into shallow right center field. Evan Carter under it from center. And he's there to make the catch off to his left side. One away. Jack Leiter continues to be in a very good place with that pitch count. That was just his 67th pitch of the outing. Tirso Ornelas steps in from the left side. That seven pitch first really set the tone for Jack. He rocks back and offers in. On the outside corner for a strike with a fastball and it's 0-1. And in addition to that, he hasn't allowed many free passes. Just one hit by pitch and one walk. That's really helped. The 0-1. Right at the bottom of the zone for a strike with a fastball, 0-2. Working ahead helps as well. When he's ahead, opponents are just hitting 175 against him without a home run. He winds back here in the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball down low and inside. One ball and two strikes. When he's behind in the count, opponents have hit five homers against him and are hitting 300. That's a huge difference. He nods yes to the sign. Right-hander back into his wind in the 1-2. Just outside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. The normal pitch that we see for Jack Leiter as an off-speed toss has been the curveball this year. We haven't seen a lot of curveballs in this start. Mostly fastball and the hard slider. 2-2. Fouled away behind home on the slider, and it's two balls, two strikes still on Ornelas. He's been showing a lot of different things to different teams, though. This is a San Antonio Missions team that is very familiar with Jack Leiter. He's making his sixth career start against them. 0-1 with a 5.31 ERA in his career against the Missions. Wind back in the 2-2. Fly ball off the end of the bat. Foul left side into the Rough Riders bullpen. Still two balls, two strikes. Ornelas has a home run against Leiter in his career down in San Antonio. it's really that one bad start against the Missions that inflates that ERA. Back on July 10th of last year, he allowed six runs in an inning and a third. 2-2 offering. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home. Two balls, two strikes, still on our Nalons. There's one start against them this year, just one run over four and a third innings with seven strikeouts. 7-1 win down in San Antonio. The Rough Riders took four of six from the Missions down at the Wolf. 2-2 pitch again. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate. Still two balls and two strikes. This is the part of the order that is really the biggest danger for the Rough Riders, the top of the order. Get on base well, and Ornelas has a lot of power. Open stance, left side. The right-hander from the first base side of the rubber delivers in the 2-2. Fastball a hair outside on 96 miles an hour. We're full at 3-2. This will be the 10th at pitch of the at-bat, and these are the kind of at-bats that Leiter has been avoiding today. He rocks back, delivers the payoff. Swing and a miss, struck him out. High and inside slider, and he strikes out Tirso Ornelas. Fourth strikeout of the day, the second out in the sixth. He wins the battle. And Cole Cummings to the plate. A chance for Leiter to tie his career high with six innings. And hopefully still plenty left in the tank. 0-2 day for the first baseman. Left-handed hitter. Leiter's pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball, center cut right by him, and it's 0-1. Lefty's just hitting 193 against him coming in. He nods yes to the sign, just looking over the tip of his glove. Rocks in the 0-1. Just high, missing with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Last year was lefties that gave him a lot of trouble, but he's worked ahead very well. Good with the breaking stuff, down low and inside especially. The 1-1 toss. Swinging a drive down the right field line. In there, a fair ball rolling on Kellen Strom, who picks it up. Turns, fires back into second. Cummings trying for two, and he's gunned down. What a great throw by Kellen Strom. He helps out Jack Leiter, who's through six innings, only surrendering two hits and one run against San Antonio. What a throw, and what a performance by Leiter. Rough Riders trail 1-0 to the home half of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Jax Biggers steps in for the Rough Riders to lead it off in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-0 San Antonio. Jack Leiter threw six innings, allowing just one run with four strikeouts. And Nick Starr has started to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen. Daniel Camarena still going in the first pitch. Just off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes with the slider. 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders in this sixth inning. The pitch is drilled out to right field. Ornelas going back a couple steps, and he's there to make the catch. just off the end of the bat from Biggers. One away on a fly out to right. Chris sees to the dish. So it looks like Nick Starr is warming and Jack Leiter will be done after his six brilliant innings. Worked economically. Four strikeouts. Really good stuff. First pitch to Cease. High off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Cease bounced out to second in the third. Camarena offers. Off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Camarena's been efficient himself. He still just has 63 pitches. He play in the bottom of the sixth inning. He deals. Swing and a miss. Cease whips through it, and it's 2-1. Coming off Tommy John, they're going to be very careful with him, though, and Michael Baez has already started loosening, the 6'8" right-hander in the Mission's bullpen. 2-1. Foul back. 2-2. In a normal year, had he not just had Tommy John surgery, you might see them extend a guy like this, see how many innings he can throw and how long he can stay out there. 1-0 San Antonio, our score here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Left-hander's pitch. Fouled away right side. Still 2-2 on the Rough Riders shortstop. Who can't wait for the month of May to end. It's been a tough month for Cease. He's coming off such a wonderful April. The month of May just hasn't been the same to him. The pitch is grounded to third. Fernandez up with it. And the third baseman throws across to retire the Rough Riders shortstop. Two outs in the sixth for Evan Carter. Top of the order for Frisco. First month of the season, Cease hit .273 with a couple homers. In May, he's hit just .127. Carter in from the left side, and the first pitch is high and outside. One ball, no strikes. Carter 0-2 today. Carter similarly has not had as good of a month of May as he did in April, but he was phenomenal in April. The 1-0. On the inside corner, a strike, 1-1. And that's how the ebb and flow of a season goes, especially first full season up in AA for a 20-year-old. The flashes have definitely been there, though. The 1-1. Breaking ball, hit off the end of the bat, out toward short in the air. Ditter right there to make the catch. And the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion for the Rough Riders. More nice work by Daniel Camarena. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Rough Riders still trailing 1-0. Josh Warden back on the play-by-play when we return on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter's day is done. It's up to the Frisco bullpen. Nick Starr comes in to hold a 1-0 ball game, a deficit to the San Antonio Missions. First pitch of the seventh inning is a strike, a slider to Daniel Johnson, and it's 0-1 from Nick Starr. Through six innings, the San Antonio Missions with one run on two hits, no errors, and the Rough Riders with no runs, one hit, one error. This one fouled away from Johnson, and it's 0-2 from Nick Starr. The final line for Jack Leiter today, pretty good one. Just allowed the one home run, a solo shot, two hits on the day, one run, one walk, four strikeouts in six innings for Jack Leiter. The 0-2 pitch to Johnson is taken and missed by much. High fastball for ball one. Didn't have to pitch out of the stretch very much. The one run he gave up was a solo home run, and then the other hit was a single when the guy tried to stretch it to second and was thrown out. Here's the 1-2. It is outside for a fastball. He did hit the very first batter he faced, so he did have a base runner there, but then a double play. So really not a lot of base runners off of Jack Leiter today. Nick Starr from the pen, the 2-2 pitch, swung on, a grounder third base side. It lands a fair ball inside the bags of J.C. Fields, but has no throw. It's an infield single for Daniel Johnson, keeping it just fair inside the bag, and a high chopper that so J.C. had no problem stopping, but it wasn't nearly quick enough to get to him in order to make a play. So a single for Johnson. It's Juan Fernandez the batter with nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. A San Antonio advantage of 1-0. Johnson aboard, who leads the team in runs scored this season. 7-for-9 in stolen bases. He takes his lead, being held on by Nick Tanelu. A throw over to Tanny, and he places the tag on the back of Johnson, but he's back in time and safe. Right-hand hitting, Juan Fernandez at the plate, 0-for-2 today. Did not play yesterday in the series opener. First pitch to Fernandez is inside, a foul tip, it looked like. Or at least, no, it was just inside. He did not go around. Time was called just to replace the baseball. So 2-0 the count, or pardon me, 1-0 the count to Fernandez. Runner at first and nobody out. Nick Starr set. A kick and he throws home. Bunted back towards the mound. Starr off the slab. Fields throws to first in time. But a successful sacrifice bunt for Juan Fernandez. And it pushes Daniel Johnson up into scoring position. It is just a 1-0 ball game. San Antonio in front. They're realizing perhaps this game might come down to just a one-run margin. And so they're trying to scrap for a run whenever they can get it. They have been held scoreless the last four innings and facing a good pitcher in Nick Starr. So Fernandez bunts. Now it's the catcher, Michael De La Cruz, who homered to the plate. First pitch is low and ball one. Well, Nick Starr coming off a fun week in Arkansas, where he is from. Born in Memphis but moved to Conway, Arkansas when he was young. And playing in North Little Rock, just a short drive from Conway. Last series on the road against the Travelers, made two appearances and did not give up a hit. The 1-0 from Starr is down and in. Two balls and no strikes to De La Cruz, who hops over that pitch that missed his feet and strides across the plate to walk around back to the batter's box. Starr had two different appearances out of the bullpen in Arkansas, two innings each time, no hits, four strikeouts, no runs. He got the win on Tuesday, pitching in his friend's birthday, who was there. The 2-0 fastball hit on the ground toward second. Biggers can't get there. It's into right field. Around from second, Johnson will score standing up. It's an RBI single for Michael De La Cruz. He's got both RBIs today, and the Missions take a 2-0 lead in the seventh. Grounded a ball through the right side. Pretty hard hit. Although it stayed on the turf, but Jax Biggers wasn't able to catch up to it, running back towards second base. And De La Cruz singles for the RBI. He had the solo home run in the second inning. Those are the only two scores tonight for either team. Now it's Pedro Castellanos to the plate with one out. First pitch low, not by much. And it's ball one. So that is the first run charged to Nick Starr since May 10th. 3 weeks since the last time he gave up a run. He has a win and a save since then. A 1-0 to Castellanos, taken right down the pipe, and evens a count at 1-1. He had gone 6 1/3 innings in that span without allowing a run, but that changes here. A leadoff single And then another single later on. One out, one on for the Missions. Now 1-1 to Castellanos, a foul ball right back behind home. And it's 1-2. Castellanos 0-2 today. And 0-6 on the series. Struck out three times yesterday, plus a double play. He did have a walk for an RBI, so a bit of a weird day for Castellanos. The 1-2 is swung on and poked into shallow center field. Biggers running back. Carter coming in. He's there in time and makes the catch. Pedro Castellanos has now posted 25 at-bats this season against the Rough Riders. He does not have a hit. 0-25 for Castellanos, who leads the team in home runs with five of them. Now it's Connor Hollis, the batter, a walk and a strikeout today. Runner at first for San Antonio. One run in this inning. They have taken a 2-0 lead over the Rough Riders. Hollis swings at the first pitch, lifts it high to right field and foul, heading towards the seats where it will land. It does get six rows deep and bounces in between the netting and the front row. The fan reaches down and plucks it out. The souvenir snagged. 0-1 the count to Connor Hollis, the left fielder today. Jax Biggers shifts over towards the second base bag. The 0-1 offering from Nick Starr is inside. Almost got Hollis on the hip. Ball one. Biggers is at second base. His double play mate today is Chris Cease, playing in the hole at short. Thomas Ajayi positioned off the line at third base. Well behind the bag. The 1-1. Hollis swings and lifts it foul again to the right side. Nick Tanelu, the first baseman for the Rough Riders, holding the runner on. In the outfield from left to right is Aaron Zavala, Evan Carter, and Kellen Strom, who has picked off a runner, pegging him out at second base, trying to stretch a single and a double. That was last inning. Cole Cummings got thrown out. Here's the 1-2. It is high. A delayed steal. Throw down to second. Biggers snags it off the turf, off the dirt, and then can't corral it. It dribbles just a few feet behind second base, and a successful steal for Michael De La Cruz. His third steal in three attempts this season on a delayed attempt, and he got in there for the swipe. And now in scoring position, representing the third run of the game for San Antonio. 2-0 Missions. There are two outs and two strikes on Connor Hollis. Nick Starr set, looks back at the bag, comes home, fastball low. Liam Hicks blocks it out in front of home plate, and it's a full count to Connor Hollis. Liam Hicks, the catcher and former hockey player, grew up in Toronto playing hockey, was a goalkeeper, so he's pretty used to wearing the gear and the mask and blocking either baseballs or pucks. And he does that here, holding the runner at second base. Three balls, two strikes to Connor Hollis. Here is the payoff. He swings and grounds it to the left side. Chris Cease nabs it on the second bounce, has to throw quickly. He does, and puts away Hollis to retire the side. But two singles in the inning and a run for the Missions. They now lead it 2-0. It is time to stretch from Riders Field. Bottom of the seventh on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, it's time for the Frisco Rough Riders offense to catch fire here. They've been held scoreless so far, but the bullpen now comes in for the San Antonio Missions. 2-0 lead for the Missions. Aaron Leisher comes in replacement of Daniel Camarena, who goes 6 shutout innings. And the first pitch from Aaron Leisher to Thomas Sejasi is taken high, ball 1. Bottom of the 7th inning, 2-0 San Antonio, adding a run in the top half of this inning to double the lead. Frisco held to just one hit off of Camarena today. A 1-0 offering to Thomas Sejasi is inside, almost got him on the back foot, and ball 1. Camarena, who had entered with a 10.22 earned run average. His 6th start is his best. He hadn't gone past 3 1/3 innings this season. Finishes 6 today. The 2-0 pitch to Thomas Sejasi is swung on and blew foul behind home plate. And a 2-1 count to Sejasi. So Camarena is the pitcher of record as it stands. Could get his first win of the season. Depending on what the bullpen can do, Aaron Leisher will sling in the 2-1 pitch to Thomas Sejasi. Here it comes, swung on and fouled off the mask of De La Cruz back to the backstop. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Thomas Sejasi, looking for his first hit of the day. 1-for-3 yesterday, 0-for-2 today. Against Aaron Leisher, making his 3rd appearance for the Missions this season. Just 2 2/3 innings, 1 earned run. Time is called by Sejasi before Leisher's pitch. Out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, 6th-round pick 6 years ago. Out of Moorhead State in Kentucky. Leisher, the southpaw, comes set with his chest facing first base. The high kick, the 2-2, swung on, foul up the third baseline, just wide of the bag. Could have been extra bases for Tommy, but a foul ball into left field. Stays a 2-2 count to the Frisco third baseman today. Leisher standing at 6'3", 208 pounds, 27 years old. The high black socks. He kicks and comes home with a 2-2 pitch to Thomas Sejasi. There it comes. Swung on and fouled back. Sejasi staying alive yet again. With his fourth consecutive foul ball. Will be a 7-pitch at bat at least. Leisher from Moorhead State. And a few players drafted there even since he was selected 6 years ago. The 2-2 pitch to Sejasi swung on and a towering pop fly into shallow center field. Daniel Johnson running in. The center fielder takes over and makes the play. Sejasi flies out, brings up Aaron Zavala. With the bases empty, 1 away in the 7th. 2-0 San Antonio. Well, Moorhead State has boasted 3 draft picks since Leisher was drafted in 2017, but none nearly as high as him. He was a 6th-round pick. The highest draft pick this millennium out of Moorhead State. But back in 1999, they had a 3rd-round pick. John Roush was out of Moorhead State. First pitch to Zavala, a slider for a strike. Roush, who had a pretty good career, 400 games professionally out of Moorhead State, but most famous for his height. 0-1, Zavala takes a strike, it's 0-2. Roush, a pitcher out of Moorhead State, made the major leagues, and no player in Major League Baseball history has ever come into a game boasting more height than him. Just under 7 feet. Pitcher 6'11 for the D-backs. Now it's another Moorhead State alum, Aaron Leisher, at the slab. The 0-2 pitch, Zavala swings and fouls it right back. 2-0 San Antonio on a gorgeous night here in Collin County. The lights are on at dusk here in Frisco. The Rough Riders hoping to get some offense here, still scoreless with just one hit on the day. The 0-2 to Zavala, he takes it in the dirt, and ball 1 to Aaron. He's 0-for-2 today, hoping to continue an on-base streak ever since he joined the team a couple weeks ago and playing 10 games, now his 11th. He has gotten on base every single game. Not yet tonight, however, he's 0-for-2. The 1-2 pitch from Aaron Leishert to Aaron Zavala is taken outside. A slider that skims off the plate. Two balls, two strikes to Zavala. A 409 on-base percentage entering tonight. Works back the count full. He was behind 0-2. Now a 2-2 pitch from Aaron Leisure. Is inside. The count is full. An off-speed pitch up and in. Three balls, two strikes. Kellen Strom is on deck, who owns the only base hit that Frisco has recorded tonight. Now is back in the second inning. The 3-2 pitch to Aaron Zavala is swung on, foul back. Big hack from Aaron Zavala on a fastball pretty much middle-middle. Got under it a little bit, but did make contact. 265 average for Zavala with one home run so far through his first 10 games for the outfielder. Another payoff pitch to Aaron Zavala. Aaron Leisure kicks. A swing and a miss. Outer half fastball that got him to whiff. And two down here in the seventh inning for Kellen Strom. Aaron Leisure gets his first strikeout of the night. He has recorded one in each of his appearances so far. Just his third with the missions. The first pitch to Strom is low, and ball one to Kellen. Singled on the second pitch he saw today back in the second inning. Was forced out at second base on a double play shortly thereafter. And nobody has gotten a base hit since. No runs on one hit today for Frisco, trailing 2-0. The 1-0 offering from Leisure swung on and hit hard foul over the right side. And a 1-1 count now for Kellen Strom. Playing right field today, Strom DH'd yesterday. He's playing center field early on in his minor league career, primarily a center fielder, but now plays about one-third of his time in center, two-thirds in right. The 1-1 to Strom is swung on, a high chopper over the mound. That dribbles into center field. He's got both hits today for Frisco. A two-out single up the middle for Kellen Strom, and he's 2-for-3. Brings up Destin Harris. 2-0 San Antonio. Maybe that'll break the string a little bit. 17 in a row for Frisco without a base hit. There was one walk along the way, but 17 straight batters without a hit. The first pitch to Dustin Harris is taken outside, ball one. The one walk over the last 17 batters, the only base runner that the Rough Riders have had was Dustin Harris. He walked in the fifth inning, was stranded at third base. Now Kellen Strom singles. Next pitch to Harris. He checks his swing. It was on the outside corner for a strike. 2-0 San Antonio, bottom of the seventh. Harris is the only player today to be stranded on the base paths. Frisco has left just one. He was stranded at third. The 1-1 offering will go back to first. Strom a bit late to get to the bag, but he's safe. And the inning continues. Strom at first with two down. Harris, who stole second and third after he walked, but then was stranded 90 feet away. Here's the pitch. Harris swings and slices it foul down the third base side. And it's 1-2 to Dustin Harris. His 35th walk of the year. He's first in the Texas League to 35 walks. He is the first player in the Texas League to get to 20 steals. He did not wait very long for his 21st steal, Just a couple pitches later, stealing second and third in the same inning. Although his batting average isn't particularly high, .228, but he walks so much, gets aboard enough to steal a lot of bases. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Dustin Harris. He swings and punches it foul again. And to do it as a first baseman, too, the first guy to get to 20 steals, not just a first baseman. He plays left field as well. In fact, more in left than he does at first. But just the fact for a guy who plays first base, he's not some big lumbering slugger. No, he's a stolen base type of guy. 21 steals now in the season, most in the league. He's got Kellen Strom at first, two down. Frisco trailing 2-0 in the seventh inning. Leisure is set for the 1-2. He deals. Swinging foul ball near the foot of Dustin Harris, and he stays alive. Junior college product drafted by the Athletics. Traded over to the Rangers not too long after he was selected in the 11th round 4 years ago. Kellen Strom, a former fifth-round pick, taking a short lead off from first base. The 1-2 is inside, may have almost gotten Harris. He turns away from it and evens the count at two balls and two strikes. Six straight zeros on the board for Frisco. Now in the seventh inning, they're going to get a run here. It's got to be a two-out rally. A single for Strom, a long at-bat for Harris. Here's the 2-2. He takes it just above the belt, a little bit outside. And ball three. Dustin Harris allowing the count to get full at 3-2.
Riders have made him work this inning 25 pitches already.
Glacier just came in this frame after Camarena only needed 71 through six innings. The payoff pitch to Dustin Harris. It's inside, ball four. Eight-pitch plate appearance. Dustin Harris draws his league-leading 36th walk of the year, his second tonight. It pushes Strom into scoring position. And Nick Tanelu is next. Tanelu with a team-leading six home runs and a .278 batting average. After a mound visit, Jeff Andrews, former pitching coach with the Frisco Rough Riders last season, will make the walk out to the mound. Andrews will be honored along with the rest of the 2022 Texas League champions from last year. Andrews, the pitching coach with Frisco up until this past season, moves over in the Texas League to San Antonio, but a ring ceremony on Friday for the Texas League champs.
I think that's his first mound visit this series. Yeah, it is. So 9 years in the third base bullpen here in Frisco, and that's his first time coming from the first base dugout. Pretty crazy.
Probably felt kind of weird walking from the other direction.
Yeah.
Normally I'm looking to my left when I'm peering out of the bullpen. This time I'm looking out to the right when I'm looking out.
First joined the Rangers organization in 1986.
Wow.
Last year was his final year there. He nearly bookended with championships, a championship in 1988 as a pitching coach and a championship last year.
He walks back to the dugout. Runners at first and second for Frisco. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Frisco has not scored today, but the tying run is at first base. Glacier looks back at second to Strom. His first pitch to Tanelu is inside, ball one. Well, Tanelu has struck out twice today in his two plate appearances, but the latter of which was a particularly long at-bat. 11 pitches, and even when it ended, it was a foul tip for strike three. Here's the 1-0 to Tanelu. It's low and outside, and ball one. Pardon me, ball two, 2-0. He gets ahead. Liam Hicks is on deck. Two outs in the inning. Back-to-back base runners after back-to-back outs. Glacier set with his glove in front of his sternum. Looks back twice at Strom. He kicks. Pitch is off the outside. Ball three. 3-0 to Tanelu. If they walk him, it would load the bases for Liam Hicks, who has a grand slam in his most recent home game for Frisco. 3-0 to Tanelu. Glacier ready to go. The pitch taken bottom half of the zone, strike one.
The Rough Riders have only hit two home runs in their last 10 games. One of them was that grand slam you mentioned from Liam Hicks. Tanelu has the kind of power that he can turn this game around with one swing of the bat.
Outfield playing him fairly deep. A hitter's count. The 3-1 swung on and lifted to right field. Not too deep. Ornelas running over near the warning track a few steps in front. He puts it away. And the inning is over. A two-out rally for the Rough Riders gets two runners aboard, but does not turn into a run. And Frisco remains scoreless through seven innings. To the eighth, it's 2-0 San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com.
Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's a pitcher's duel so far between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions. 2-0 for the visiting Padres affiliate. The Missions in front, scoring a run in the first inning and one more in the seventh. Frisco threatening last inning, but still has not scored tonight. And now it's up to Theo McDowell to keep the deficit where it's at. McDowell, the right-hander out of Vermont. And he comes out of the Frisco bullpen to face the bottom part of the order for the San Antonio Missions. It's the 9-hole hitter, Ray Patrick Ditter, to the plate. First pitch of the eighth inning, an off-speed pitch high to the backstop off the glove of Liam Hicks, and ball one. Theo McDowell, a fastball curveball arsenal, just a two-pitch guy for the 2018 draft pick in the 14th round. The 1-0, Ditter takes on the outer black, strike one from Theo McDowell. He's had a good string of games recently. McDowell has not allowed an earned run since May 13. A 1-1 fastball low. 2-1 the count from McDowell, who has only allowed that one earned run since April 29th. Just one run allowed in May for McDowell, his 15th game of the year. The 2-1 pitch misses low and away. 3 balls and a strike to Ray Patrick Ditter. McDowell drafted out of Salisbury High School, a boarding school. The 3-1 is swung on and missed. Good looking off speed. That gets him to whiff. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Ditter. The lanky right-hander, Theo McDowell, to the first man he faces in the eighth inning. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He winds, kicks, comes home. It runs inside, and time is called. Ditter started to swing, and a foul tap to extend the at-bat just came in near the handle and got a piece. We'll do it all over again with a 3-2 count. McDowell winds again for another payoff, and that one taken high, and ball four. Walks the first man he sees. Just the second walk of the day for Frisco pitchers. Jack Leiter showing good command today. Walking one in the third inning, and stranded him later that frame. Now it's up to the bullpen. 2-0 San Antonio in the eighth. Top of the order now for the Missions. Ripken Reyes steps in. McDowell. A long hold with a runner at first. And he throws over to first. Not in time to get Ditter, who dives back. He's 5-for-6 in stolen bases this season. Walked a couple times yesterday. Ditter does it again here in the eighth. And now Ripken Reyes to the plate with an 0-for-2 tonight. McDowell starts him with a breaking ball, bunted up the third baseline to J.C. Fields. Gets him in time. Throw back to second. The tag not in time. Ditter came a long ways around second on the sacrifice bunt. And the throw back to back Bickham almost got him. But he is safe and in scoring position on the sacrifice by Ripken Reyes. And so there's one out for Tirso Ornelas. Second straight inning that the Missions have played some small ball. They sack bunted last inning, and it worked out perfectly with an RBI single right after the sack bunt. First pitch to Tirso Ornelas is outside corner for his strike. Ornelas with 3 extra base hits yesterday. And has 11 RBIs with 2 outs this season. That leads the team. Doesn't need to do that here. Just 1 out in the inning off of McDowell. The 0-1 pitch is swung on and hit to center field. Playable for Evan Carter. He starts back, now runs in, makes the catch, and the runner holds. Ray Patrick Ditter stays at second base. Ornelas flies out. Two down for Cole Cummings. Theo McDowell, after the leadoff walk, has two outs in the inning. Runner at second. McDowell usually works one or two innings, typically same as last year. Usually throw about 20 pitches or so. It's mostly single A and high A last year. Now the double A level. His first pitch to Cummings is high and outside, and ball one. His first double-A experience with the Rough Riders this season, his 15th appearance, and an ERA of 3.15. The 1-0 offering to Cole Cummings is taken just off the outer half in ball two. 2-0 for McDowell. Longest appearance last year was 43 pitches. Had some short ones as well where he worked quickly. Time is called before the 2-0 pitch. At one point with Hickory, came in, threw one pitch, got a fly out into the inning, and that was all he threw that day. One pitch, one out for his appearance out of the pen for Hickory. Now with the Rough Riders, will throw his 13th pitch of the inning here to Cole Cummings. The 2-0 offering with a runner at second and two down is inside. He falls behind, three balls and no strikes. San Antonio getting a run in the second inning to take a lead. They have not given up that advantage. The Missions have not yet trailed this series here in game two and the 17th inning of the series. The 3-0 to Cummings. It's high and a four-pitch walk. Well, McDowell bookends a pair of outs with a pair of walks. Runners at first and second for the Missions. Daniel Johnson is next. Well, Frisco has a lot of young prospects on this team. The top four prospects in the organization are all here at the double-A level. The Missions have a couple guys who have already played in the major leagues, have come back to the minors and at the double-A level. Johnson is one of them. First pitch to Daniel Johnson is inside in the dirt. Good block by Liam Hicks. He throws back to first, not in time to get Cole Cummings, who had just walked. Ball bouncing about 15 feet up the first baseline. 1-0 the count to Johnson. Two outs and two on for the Missions. Johnson, who played 35 games for the Cleveland Guardians between 2020 and 2021. Now in the Padres organization at the double-A level. Signed as a free agent earlier this calendar year. And a 1-0 pitch, bottom of the zone, gets the call from Sean Sparling. And it's 1-1. First and second for the Missions. McDowell out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders, trying to post a zero here in the eighth inning. Following a scoreless frame or one run in off Nick Starr. Then a 1-1 pitch is swung on, a high pop-up on the infield. Biggers running in, the second baseman looking up into the dark sky, gets underneath it, puts it away, and that's the inning. No hits off of Theo McDowell, two walks, but he strands them both, and no runs in the top of the eighth. The Rough Riders try to get on the board for the first time tonight in the bottom of the eighth inning, down 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom trimester of the order for the Frisco Rough Riders in the eighth inning. Liam Hicks drives to the plate with Rough Riders yet to score tonight, trailing in a close ball game, 2-0. Bottom of the eighth, Alec Jacob out of the Mission's bullpen to pitch to the Rough Riders in the eighth. First pitch to Hicks from the side armor, a changeup down the middle for his strike. And it's 0-1 to Hicks. He's 0-2 today, a line out and a fly out to the warning track. Left-hand hitting catcher takes an 0-1 pitch. He grounds it up the middle. Ripken Reyes running, can't get in there. The second baseman sees it roll into center field, and a base hit for Liam Hicks. This is the third hit of the day for the Frisco Rough Riders, and Hicks leads off the inning with a single. Now Jax Biggers to the plate with no outs in the eighth, down 2-0. Alec Jacob gives up a hit, something he does not normally do. A batting average against for Jacob of just 170 this season at the West Coast Conference. Was drafted a couple years ago from Gonzaga University. Biggers takes the first pitch for a strike. 16th round by the Padres 2 years ago. Was born in Spokane, which is where Gonzaga is located in the Pacific Northwest. Spokane, Washington. The 0-1 to Biggers. A two-seam fastball or changeup, I believe, underneath the zone. And 1-1 the count to the left-hand hitting Biggers. Back-to-back lefties in the lineup for Frisco, and then it's a right-hand hitting Cease who's on deck. A 1-1 pitch to Biggers, a slider high, and a 2-1 count to Jax Biggers. Frisco down 2-0. Alec Jacob, who has gone five straight appearances without an earned run, almost nine innings across those appearances. A 2-1 to Biggers. He fouls it back right to the netting. And now a 2-2 count from Alec Jacob. Frisco threatened last inning. Two runners aboard with two outs, but then a fly out ended the threat. They have stranded three runners tonight, one at each base. Various innings, but not a lot of base runners overall. The 2-2 to Biggers. He swings and a pretty high drive to right center field. Going over is Ornelas near the warning track. He makes the catch at the very back of the grass and puts away Jax Biggers, out number one. A pair of flyouts tonight for Biggers, both to right field, and he's 0-3. Chris Cease, the batter, with a pair of groundouts today. Liam Hicks at first, one out, bottom of the eighth inning. Frisco down 2-0 here in game two of this series. For a Rough Riders team that's just 8-13 at home, they play better on the road. 1-0, or first pitch, slider makes the count 1-0. But Frisco trying to play well here at home, and towards the latter half of the first half, or just past the halfway mark, or really the quarter of the season, or halfway through the first half, 3.5 games behind first place in the division. The 1-0 to Cease is outside. He gets ahead 2-0. Frisco 5 games below 500, and San Antonio 2 games above, and tied for first place with Midland in the South. The 2-0 offering to Cease. A fastball swung on and missed. And it's 2-1 to Chris Cease. Liam Hicks at first base, a catcher with a single. He takes his lead, being held on at first by Cole Cummings. The pitch, a slider swung on late by Cease and didn't get it. And it's 2-2. That slider coming back over the heart of the plate, and Cease decided late. It was a hittable pitch, and perhaps it was, but pulled the trigger a step late. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, another slider. Good take by Cease as it bends away. And now the count is full. Right-hand pitching, Alec Jacob to Chris Cease, right-handed batter. A full count with a runner at first and one away. Here she comes, a fastball foul down the first base side. And Chris Cease stays alive. A 195 average for Chris Cease coming in, playing shortstop tonight for the Rough Riders. Evan Carter is on deck for Frisco. One out and a runner aboard. There's the payoff to Chris Cease. It's inside, hit him on the hand. And did it collect the barrel? No, it did hit him. Ran up near the bottom of the bat and hit him on the arm or hand area. Chris Cease, who picks up the bat again. The umpire said, take your base. He picked up the bat and now lays it down, taking off his gear. The pitcher says it should be a hit by pitch. Alec Jacob holding his hands out. Luke Mons, the manager, comes out of the dugout. He says, ask for help. Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire, will do so, requesting some aid from his fellow umpires. It may have hit the handle of the bat. But the umpire, Sparling, immediately pointed at first base to the chagrin of Luke Mons. The skipper ran out of the dugout and didn't argue, just said, ask your fellow umpires, they'll tell you what happened. They're talking about it, and they're going to stick with the call. John Sparling points at first base again. Luke Mons walks into fair territory across the chalk and is arguing about that what he ruled to be a foul ball. By the sound of it, it did sound like it caught part of the bat. Maybe it also hit the hand first.
It was tough to tell. Yeah, I think it looked like it could have been some forearm action in there too. On a possible hit by pitch, but really tough to say.
So as it stands, Chris Cease takes first base. Luke Mons finally done with his conversation with Sean Sparling and the rest of the umpires. Puts runners first and second for the Rough Riders. This could be a big deciding factor here with Frisco having yet to score tonight. And they get their nine-hole hitter aboard with Cease, who had been 0-for-6 this series. Gets a free pass. Liam Hicks to second. Evan Carter, the batter. First pitch is taken over the plate. Strike one on a changeup.
Even if the Rough Riders could get one here, Josh, that would be huge.
Haven't yet scored tonight, just to get on the board. Still with the ninth inning coming up. Second pitch to Carter. Swung and missed at another changeup. And it's 0-2. First and second for Frisco, one away in the eighth inning. After a single for Hicks, then a fly out, then a Chris Cease hit by pitch. Evan Carter behind 0-2. Alec Jacob works Carter and misses outside in the change. Three straight changeups to Evan Carter. His fastball is upper 80s. He's a side armer, and the changeup drops low and away to a left-hand hitter, tailing away from Carter. One ball, two strikes. With one out, the pitch. A slider hit up the first baseline, foul underneath the legs of Kavika Emsley-Pye, the first base coach, who jumps away from it.
Its swing looked eerily similar to his walk-off last homestand, just out in front of it.
And the location, too, hit a single to right field. In the last homestand, the only extra inning victory for Frisco this season. Off the bat of Evan Carter. This one up the first baseline, foul. One ball, two strikes, one out and two on for the Rough Riders. Here's the pitch. He swings and a ground ball towards short, backhanded by Ditter. He throws to first, not in time. Everybody's safe. The bases are loaded with one out. Evan Carter steams up the line for an infield single.
He just pounded that into the ground, and Ditter was playing up the middle to the pole side for the left-handed batting Carter, so he had a long way to go to his backhand side, and because it took so many hops to get there, he had no chance to get either runner at second or at first. Chris Cease runs very well heading to second base.
Yeah, good base running by Cease, like you said, because he could have gone the short way. He wasn't all that far from second. Did have to work away from second a little bit, but still wasn't too deep in the hole. But Carter has some serious wheels. And he beats it out at first. Bases are loaded for the Rough Riders. It's Thomas Sajacy who will come to the plate. hitting .361 in the month of May, leading the team in that category. 1-2 the count, or pardon me, the first pitch coming up from Alec Jacob with one out and the base is empty. First pitch is to JC, a slider hit up the third baseline, foul. Home plate umpire Sean Sparling says foul ball. All the Rough Riders runners come around the bases. So JC stands at second for what would have been a two RBI game tying double. But JC will have to walk straight from second back home. It's a three-man umpiring crew. There is no umpire up the third baseline with the bases loaded, so it's just up to Sean Sparling, the home plate umpire, to make that call. And it was close.
Yeah, it was. Wow. I mean, we'll get another look at it. If you're watching on stream, that is impossible to tell. I mean, it's just, it's one of those plays where he has the best view out of anybody, and he made the call foul.
So JC just walks across the grass near the mound back to the batter's box. He got into second on a would-be double. The bases are loaded. The 0-1 pitch to Thomas JC. A slider almost hit him. Turns his shoulder away from it. Ball one to Thomas.
The tough thing is Alec Jacob is really good against righties. They're hitting just .148 against him. The sidearm throwing right-hander.
So JC batting from the right side. The 1-1. A fastball cuts the plate. Right in the middle of the strike zone, and he gets ahead. One ball, two strikes, one out. Aaron Zavala is the on-deck hitter for Frisco. Middle infield playing towards double play depth. Corner infielders behind the bags. Outfield playing just a bit to the right. The pitch swung on, ground ball to short. Ditterfields goes to second for one. The turn to first, in time, double play. The inning is over. A bang-bang play at first, so JC may have been safe. Even if he was, one run would have come in. As it stands, none do. Had a ground ball up the third baseline. That was almost fair. Maybe almost beat that one out, but it's a double play. The inning is over. No runs in. The Rough Riders leave two aboard. It's still 2-0 San Antonio. On to the ninth inning. Zach Bigley has the call when we come back in the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Theo McDowell deals low and away. It's one ball and no strikes to start the ninth inning. Juan Fernandez to the plate. In from the right side. And McDowell winds back and deals home. Clips the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. 2-0 our score. San Antonio out in front. Rough Riders had a golden scoring opportunity. The 1-1. Just outside. Two balls, one strike, but couldn't cash in the eighth inning. Bases loaded and one out, and San Antonio turned the double play against Thomas JC. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fernandez down to a knee, and it's two balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders have been held off the scoreboard.
It's been a long time since the Rough Riders have been shut out. 2-2. Swinging a line drive into left field. And that's in for a base hit for Fernandez. And he singles to left. Michael De La Cruz makes his way to the plate. It's 2-0 San Antonio, top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders haven't been shut out since May 3rd at Midland. Just their second shutout loss of the season. First pitch to Michael De La Cruz in from the left side. Top of the zone with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. De La Cruz has both RBIs today with a home run in the second off starter Jack Leiter and an RBI single in the seventh. McDowell readies the 0-1. This is high. Ball and a strike. If you're just joining us, Jack Leiter was really good today. Six innings, allowing just one run on two hits. Four strikeouts, one walk. Nick Starr then came out of the bullpen through an inning, and this is McDowell's second inning of work. The 1-1. Off the outside, and it's two balls and one strike. And quite honestly, it was needed for the Rough Riders for Jack Leiter to go six innings today. Frisco used six pitchers in the opener yesterday. So Jack providing some much-needed help on the pitching side of things. 2-1, runner takes off, swinging a line drive to second. It's caught by Cease, and he tags out Fernandez for the double play. A fortuitous line drive right back up the middle, right to Cease, who is covering the second base bag. He made the catch almost as if it was a throw from Liam Hicks, the catcher, and Fernandez was right there in his back pocket. He just slapped the tag down on him for the double play, and there are two outs.
If it wasn't for the thwack of the bat, I think Fernandez might have thought, man, Hicks really threw that ball really well down to second.
It's a 98-mile-an-hour throw. First pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Instead, it was a 98-mile-an-hour line drive. The offering home. Fouled back, and it's 0-2 now on Castellanos. And how different does this inning look now?
Yeah. Double plays turn in a hurry, and man, Cease is running over to cover the bag right there in time.
The 0-2. Just outside. One ball, two strikes. 2-0 our score. Top of the ninth. Two down. Bases clear now.
Things can change in a hurry. I mean, Frisco hasn't scored yet, but a little shift, a little good play can turn things.
McDowell delivers. Low and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. It would have really helped if the Rough Riders got one run there in the eighth inning. And it's a two-run game as it stands now. McDowell trying to keep it that way. The 2-2 fouled back this way to our right. And it's still two balls, two strikes. Nobody loosening in either bullpen. It'll be Alec Jacob again for the ninth, with the Rough Riders sending 3-4-5 up. The 2-2. Just off the outside corner. Miss with the fastball. We're full at 3-2. McDowell walked two in the eighth. He tries to get through a clean ninth, and the pitch is fouled away right side. Still 3-2. Rough Riders lost 9-2 last night in the opener, trying to avoid losing their third game in a row. McDowell has his sign, shoulders square to the third base dugout. The 3-2. Down low in the dirt for ball four. And McDowell allows a two-out base runner. Connor Hollis to the plate. 0-for-2 with a walk today. Went 2-for-4 in yesterday's game. Hollis, right-handed batter. McDowell, the right-hander, ready from the stretch, the pitch. Pours one in there for a strike. Down the heart of the plate, it's 0-1. Rough Riders and Missions will meet tomorrow for game three of the series. The 0-1 pitch. High and inside, it's one ball and one strike. Owen White will take the ball for the Rough Riders. 1-2 with a 4.24 ERA against the lefty Jackson Wolf. He's 3-5 with a 4.38 earned run average. 1-1 pitch. High. 2 balls, 1 strike. If it is going to be anything like we saw today in the starting pitching matchup, it's going to be a fun game. What a pitching duel we saw between Jack Leiter and Daniel Camarena as the pitch is chopped down the third baseline. A fair ball rolling down the line into the corner. Castellanos up to third. He's getting waved home. The throw to the plate not made. Castellanos comes in to score, and it's now 3-0 San Antonio. The two-out walk comes back to bite Theo McDowell. An RBI double for Connor Hollis makes it 3-0.
Well, you heard that double a little more. He had one yesterday that was just kind of lofted over the first baseman, barely making contact and just hitting the right spot of the ballpark. This one, he rocketed down the left field line to the wall and got an RBI out of it. And that's a big change we were just talking about. Oh, nice double play that could shift the momentum, but San Antonio takes it right back and builds that lead up to 3.
And John Goble will come and chat about it. Tristan Polly will start to loosen for the Rough Riders in the bullpen. 3-0. 3-0 deficit looks like a very different mountain than a 2-0 deficit. Ray Patrick Ditter is the due batter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk today, the former big leaguer. Tristan Polly getting loose if needed. But Ditter back in from the right side. McDowell ready from the stretch with a runner at second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good curveball low and away, and it's 0-1. The outfield plays to the opposite way for Ditter. Right-handed batter. Infield plays to the pole side. Jax Biggers, the Riders second baseman, chatting with Connor Hollis. Those two longtime Texas leaguers as Hollis takes his lead. 0-1 offering. Just outside. Didn't miss by much. We're even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Well, the Rough Riders and Missions will meet tomorrow at 7:05. Here's the stretch. McDowell looks back in the 1-1 pitch. Low and outside. We're looking at a 2-ball, 1-strike count. It's another Thirsty Thursday and Rowdy at the River as well, presented by Twisted Tea. If you don't hear Josh for 2 innings, he's probably out there in the Lazy River.
I was already there earlier today, too. So,
2-1 pitch. Ground ball foul back behind home, 2-2.
It's got to be a fun place to watch a ball game. We watch it every day from the press box, which is fantastic. But being out in the Lazy River and just enjoying the water, hard to beat that.
Especially in these coming months.
Yeah.
Drink specials out there as well. It's a great place to watch a ball game. Tickets are still available at RidersBaseball.com. 2-2 pitch on the way to Ditter. He swings, fouls it back into Hicks' glove, and it just fell out. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes.
How waterproof is our radio equipment?
I figured that question might be
coming. No reason I'm asking.
Our predecessor, Ryan Roulard, actually called the game out of the Lazy River.
Really?
I think it was 2019. The 2-2. In the air, down the right field line, and foul. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. That might be something we might have to run back.
I'm down.
Yeah. Get some sunscreen.
Absolutely. I don't want to burn out there. How's your freestyle?
Oh, swimming or rapping?
Which one do you do better? I guess you could do both on the air.
I'm going to be honest with you, neither.
Okay. Well, one of them is understandable.
Two-two pitch on the way. High fly ball deep down the left field line and foul. Got out in front of it. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. 3-0 our score. Bottom half, or should say top half of the ninth inning. To the Missions and the Rough Riders. McDowell peers in for his sign. He's got it. Looks back towards second. The 2-2. Low and away. Misses in the dirt. We're full. This will be the ninth pitch to Ditter. At one point in this game, we were on pace for about a two-hour game. Game slowed down a little bit. Here's the stretch. The 3-2. Ground ball out to short. Cease comes up, backhands, fires on to first just in time. And the side comes to a close, but one run across on two hits, no errors. And one runner left on base. Bottom nine coming up. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders trailing 3-0, and they send Aaron Zavala, Kellen Strom, and Dustin Harris to the plate. 3-4-5 in the order against the right-hander Alec Jacob, back out for his second inning of work. Zavala 0-3 today. The right-hander Jacob out of Spokane, Washington, delivers home. Slider on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Former Gonzaga pitcher pitched a scoreless eighth inning. He freezes at the top of his motion and the pitch is outside. 1-1. The Rough Riders had their best scoring opportunity of the ball game in the eighth inning after their previous best scoring opportunity in the seventh. The 1-1 breaking ball flutters across the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. They had two aboard with two out in the seventh, and then the bases loaded in and one out in the eighth and could not cash in. They trail 3-0 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Jacob winds and delivers. Ground ball softly hit to second. Reyes up with it, bobbles, recovers, and throws on to first for the out. Reyes picked it up, dropped it, barehanded it off the ground, and still had enough time to throw out Zavala. One away, and Kellen Strom makes his way in. Rough Riders just 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position today. Frisco has only been shut out twice this year. First pitch. Strike at the bottom of the zone to Strom. It's 0-1. Kellen has half the Rough Riders hits today. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a chopper out to short. Ditter charges. Fields chest high. Unleashes a strong throw to first. And Strom is out number two here in the ninth. Kellen 2-for-4. Dustin Harris, the final hope for the Rough Riders. First go down 3-0. Harris 0-for-1 with two walks. First pitch. in there for a strike. Bottom of the zone with a breaking ball. Jacob rocks back in the 0-1 pitch. Slider hit on the ground out to second, and it gets past Reyes into right field. Tried to pick it off to his right, had some English on it. Would have been a tough play, picking it off to his left. We'll see if they mark that a hit or an error. Base hit. Dustin Harris singles here in the ninth inning. McTanaloo to the dish. Oh for 3 today. Right on right. First pitch. Fastball. Slithers to the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Rough Riders with 5 hits now. Oh, 1. Outside. 1-1. Frisco in trailing after 8 innings this year. 0-21. 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground. Left side into left field for a base hit. Back-to-back singles, and the tying run comes to the plate in the form of Liam Hicks. Nick Hernandez has started to loosen in the San Antonio bullpen down the right field line. Rough Riders mounting a bit of a comeback in this ninth inning. Frisco trailing 3-0 in Liam Hicks with his 2 home runs this season here in Double A. Stands in from the left side. 1-3 today with a single. It was off Alec Jacob in the eighth inning. Right-hander ready from the stretch in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Dropped a nasty breaking ball. Out in front on it, it's 0-1. Swung out of his shoes. Right-hander readies. The 0-1. Ground ball foul at the plate. Rough Riders down to their final out as Michael De La Cruz took the brunt of that one behind the plate. Looks like a possible changeup. Jacob Rennie. 0-2 on Hicks. The pitch. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Ditter has it, throws onto first in time, and that's the ball game. San Antonio wins 3-0, and they take the first 2 games of this series in Frisco. Rough Riders fall to 20-26 on the year. San Antonio moves to 25-22 on the season. Rough Riders have fallen in their 3rd consecutive game. Once again, our final score, Missions 3, Rough Riders nothing. Josh Wharton has post-game coverage for you next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Go,
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, the Rough Riders went nearly a month without getting shut out. It was back at the beginning of May, the last time they were blanked. And Frisco, now on the final day of May, does go scoreless tonight. 3-0 the final score, with San Antonio collecting the victory. Frisco back-to-back games here to open this homestand without a ton of offense. Just four hits yesterday on two runs, a 9-2 loss. This one closer, quicker, a cleaner played game, but still a loss for the Rough Riders. And a 3-0 final score. The pitching did look better today for Frisco, which had a very high pitch count yesterday and a lot of runs. But today, started out by Jack Leiter and continued by the bullpen, each pitcher in this ballgame gave up one run. There were three guys in the game. Nick Starr came in for an inning. Theo McDowell came in for an inning. In fact, each guy gave up two hits, one run. It was earned. And Leiter obviously going the longest of the three. Six innings for him, one inning for Starr, and two innings for Theo McDowell. Leiter takes a tough luck loss in this ballgame. Only allowed the one run, and it was on a home run that just got over the wall. Kellen Strom had jumped for it in right field, almost made contact with it. Maybe he did, and pounded his fist downwards in frustration after almost getting the home run-saving catch. And that was the only run that Jack Leiter allowed all day long. He now has an ERA in the month of May of 1.67. 27 innings this month for Jack, and just five earned runs in his final day in the month of May. And it was quite the strong appearance for the right-hander out of Vanderbilt. Offensively for Frisco, just six hits today. The only multi-hit game was Kellen Strom. Two base hits for Kellen, the latter of which up the middle to threaten with two outs in the seventh inning. But that would be a theme for Frisco. The chances oftentimes came too late in the innings. Strom started a two-out rally in the seventh inning. Dustin Harris continued with a walk, but then a fly out, and the inning was over. Same thing in the ninth inning. First two guys ground out, then back-to-back singles, but then a ground out. The inning is over. The game was over, and that's all that Frisco got in the ninth. Dustin Harris had a base hit, so did Nick Tanelu. Liam Hicks with a single. Evan Carter with a base hit today. There were no extra base hits for the Rough Riders in this game, leaving seven on the base paths, getting two walks, both of them from Dustin Harris, the league leader in walks. He stole two bases in the same inning. He is the first player in the Texas League to reach 20 steals this season. He's at 21 now and is up to 36 walks on the year for the Lando Lakes, Florida native. Well, Frisco loses it 3-0 here tonight. We will play again tomorrow. Owen White and Jackson Wolf on the mound. Should be a great pitching matchup tomorrow. We'll start at 7:05 tomorrow night. Looking around the Texas League tonight, not every game is over. After all, this one worked pretty quickly. In the eighth inning, Northwest Arkansas leads Corpus Christi 6-4. The other games are over. Wichita defeats Tulsa 7-2. Midland beats Arkansas 9-2. And so San Antonio remains tied for first place in the Southern Division with Midland. Both teams win tonight and are now 25-22. Frisco drops to 20-26. On the season. Amarillo and Springfield were rained out today. So those are all the games around the Texas League. And the Texas Rangers organization, the Rangers themselves losing 3-2 to Detroit today. On the farm system, Round Rock wins a one-run game over Sugar Land 7-6. In the latter half of a doubleheader, they trail 6-4 in the sixth inning. Down East shuts out Columbia 4-0. Hickory loses 10-7. To Greenville, and Frisco gets shut out by San Antonio 3-0. Well, that'll do it for us here on a Wednesday evening in Frisco. The Rough Riders try to snap a three-game losing streak tomorrow after splitting a series in Arkansas, but they did lose the finale and now lose the first two games of this series to San Antonio. The season series is now even between the Rough Riders and Missions, four games apiece for the two AA teams. Talk to you again tomorrow, 6:50 pregame. We'll be joined by Antoine Kelly in the pregame show and first pitch at 7:05 with Owen White taking the hill for the Rough Riders. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. Talk to you tomorrow on Thursday evening at 7:05 for first pitch. right here on the Riders Baseball Network. Until then, so long, everybody, and go Rough Riders.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!